The Federal Subsistence Board yesterday got itself involved with the controversy over the amount of salmon the trawl fishing fleet is catching in federal waters. They want the North Pacific Fishery Management Council to enact the lowest of its proposed hard caps on bycatch. If the fleet hits the cap, it would have to stop all fishing. Tim Smith of Nome told the board one king salmon stock on one river on the Seward Peninsula, the Pilgrim, is now so weak that it meets the definition of extinct. Federal Subsistence Board Chairman Tim Twerick says board members voted for the lowest bycatch limits proposed by the council. One dealt with chum salmon in the Bering Sea.
The board is voted to recommend to the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council that there be a 25,000 trigger number of fish that would, but put a top limit of 50,000 chum as bycatch. In other words, when they catch 25,000 chum as bycatch, then they know that they're getting close to the cap of 50,000 and they need to decide what to do.
In the Gulf of Alaska, the board recommended a 15,000 hard cap.
In the Gulf of Alaska, there was a discussion on setting the limit to 15,000 Chinook salmon, and that's what the board elected to do. There's nothing to trigger any further action.
Also, the board agreed with a federal recommendation that two subsistence users be added to the subsistence board. They're now turning their attention to the standing of native corporations, some of which Congress required to be recognized as tribes. The board's looking at whether they should be recognized as such when it comes to tribal consultation with federal agencies.